Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stretch run for the day and the week. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We are taking your suggestions now for a little G&D's Tony's Mailbag and ask us anything. Send us what you'd like to hear us talk about. Of course, phone lines are wide open. You can hit us up now, 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. We'll give you a preview of the weekend ahead in D.C. sports before we get out of here. As a reminder, kick off your future with the law firm of Kondori & Murad. They're the official show sponsor here at Grant & Danny. They'll help protect your assets and update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys and visit kmlawyers.com to do that. You can mention the show to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We're going to the Caps game with them tomorrow.
That's right.
I believe we'll be in the 106.7 The Fan suite. I've only ever been in the 106.7 The Fan suite one time. I didn't go to a game in that suite.
Okay. But
you and I were broadcasting outside of sections 106, 107 in the concourse.
That's right.
I just happened to kind of walk. I wanted to see the ice. It was opening night of the season. And, you know, I had the smell of the arena, and I want to go that first visual of the ice in several months. So I walk out, and I look to my right, and I realize, oh, my gosh, that's the Odyssey suite right there.
Now, is this the Loge box, or is this
it's like
the
a
actual
penalty
suite?
Box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that
the Loge is great.
I think that is the suite. I don't think there's another one, but I don't know. Maybe there is. But so it's like it's open air. We kind of sit there. There's like a door you have to walk in.
Yeah, I love that thing. I've been there multiple times with kids, and for kids, it's perfect. Because it's easy to get out, back into the concourse, go to the bathroom, get snacks, do whatever. Pretty good view of the court or rink, whatever you want. I love sitting right there. And it's just secluded enough that we're not bothering a whole bunch of people where my kids are, or all the kids that I'm with are screwing around.
It seems like for hockey, it would be a great spot. You're behind the goal. I think where they shoot on twice. Trying to think of the section in the arena. But, you know, home side of the ice a couple of times. So I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. This is going to be great. But the reason I bring this up is, when I went into this, I was like, oh, this is the 106.7 The Fan suite. And this is a bad bit that I did. But I walked in, and one of the folks from the sales department that I know was sitting in there. I was like, how you doing? They're like, oh, good. And they were like unfurling. The guy had just dropped off the food, and they were like putting everything out. And I said, I'm going to eat one of those cookies. And they're like, you are? And I said, I'd love to if that's okay with you. They're like, I don't see why not. And I took one of those chocolate chip cookies.
And you just did it.
All I've thought about since that day is how good that cookie was. And I'm telling you all this right now to tell you, Danny, don't let me eat seven of them tomorrow.
What am I going to say? Like, you turn and snap at me? You're going to do the Chris Farley, lay off me, I'm starving. Like, I'm not going to lecture you.
I want you to lecture me. Here's the thing.
Ooh.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think if I have one or two or three or four or something, that's reasonable. When we get above that number, I want you to slap them out of my hand.
I'm not going to slap them.
Right here.
No.
On the wrist. Guy.
Buddy, I love you. I can't do that to you.
Tomorrow, the Caps are playing an elimination game. I love hockey.
We're all going to stress eat.
All I want to do is eat those cookies. The game is secondary. I'm just thinking about, like, all right. We're going to eat cookies in D.C. tomorrow, and a hockey game's going to be there, too.
Here's what I'll do for you. Here's what I'll do for you. I'll eat extra cookies
as a
sacrifice to you.
Yes.
If I eat them, it means you can't eat them. I'll do that for you.
I think that's actually a great idea. Mm. They do bring more cookies when the cookies go away. The other possibility is maybe they won't cater it, and that'd be a bit of a bummer, except then I won't eat 10 cookies. And they're big cookies.
Yeah, I know.
These aren't like the little shooters you get
at
Costco.
No.
I'm trying to think of the way I would describe these with a visual. I would say they're a little smaller than a CD, like a traditional compact
In terms
disc.
Of circumference, I'm with you.
A little smaller than that. And I think the over-under for tomorrow for me is set at 4.5.
Dude, it's a lot of cookies.
If I eat one, I just can't stop. I cannot stop.
I get that.
That's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, and your stomach starts to hurt. You don't feel that great, but it's like, you know what would make me feel better? A cookie. That cookie right
chocolate
there.
Chip. That's now, if they lose that game, if they're down 2, because the Lightning score the first couple, the number goes up.
Well, here's the thing. There's no
blank
matter what
your feelings.
No matter what path you choose, they're winning. They're trying to hold on to a lead, eating cookies. They're losing. I'm pissed off, eating cookies.
Interesting to think about. I think that winning is better for my cookie consumption, staying lower.
Not for me.
I can self-motivate.
There's no pathway that doesn't end in cookies for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're getting blown out. Oh, damn it, cookie. They're winning. It's like, oh my God, I'm stressed.
We got to do a cookie swap this year on the Grant and Danny radio program.
We've done so many events.
What are you talking about?
I was being humorous.
Which events?
I was joking.
All right, let's do a little Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. That's the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. You ask us whatever you'd like. Peel back the curtain. Little radio insider if you want. Sports, non-sports. You don't get to complain about us not talking about things you wanted to hear us talk about, because we have to talk about what you want right now. Darius is warming up his voice. Are you ready, by the way? All right.
He's good? Okay.
Looks like he's good. He's getting a little sip of water. All right, here we go.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Voice of an angel.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
It's that little vibrato that he does. Like, you know, like that. That's impressive.
Sounds like a mixture of Luther Vandross and Jesus.
Right. I'm like, is that Frank Sinatra? Is that Darius Sinatra? On Elon's app, 3 questions have come our way. At Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. I'll do the first one first. Mark, who watched the Altcast last night, like a lot of us did. My pal Grant Paulson was on that. You guys were talking to Adam Eaton about what's tougher, hitting a baseball or playing goalie in the NHL. Would love an answer to that. And then in addition, what's the actual hardest thing to do, hardest position to play in all of sports?
Hitting a baseball, easily the answer, in my opinion. Now, goaltending is nearly impossible with the ricochets and the redirections and the screens in front. And that's built in. You see that sometimes where Lindgren or somebody gives up a goal and you go, nothing he could do there. We get it, right? Hitting a baseball is the answer, and is also the answer to the second part of his question, in my opinion. Especially with pitching today. Velocities upwards of 100 miles an hour. Do you know that Mason Miller of the Athletics threw a ball 104 yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
That's 104 miles an hour.
That's right.
Breaking balls. The Red Sox against the Orioles 2 days ago threw 21 straight curveballs as a staff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's now just throwing whatever your best pitch is, throw that the most. You don't need to just throw fastballs and get me over to get ahead. Throw your best pitches. Oh, by the way, everyone throws 95. The fact that anyone can hit in baseball to me is stunning. It's the hardest thing to do in sports.
So I would tend to agree with that. And the thing I would add is it's not just making contact, right? Like, because you're able to sort of figure stuff out and do that. There are 8 people strategically positioned to take away your positive outcome, right? Like, they're not just there for random reason. The third baseman doesn't stand where he stands. The second baseman, the first, the outfielders. They're there strategically to take away the highest percentage possible of your success. So getting base hits in the major leagues, to me, is the hardest thing to do in sports.
Darius, let's hop back out on the bunny trail.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Tim's.
Hey, Tim.
Tim got popped there by Darius.
You're laughing.
What's up, Tim, in Woodbridge?
Twat.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So I am going to be in Suite 320 tomorrow for the game, and I have some questions about the suite experience.
Oh, I think we could help you.
We can help you there, sure.
So the suite is catered. I don't know if all the suites are catered by the same people.
They would be, but not all the suites are catered, right? So, like, you can get a suite that's catered or not catered, probably depending on what the company pays.
Yeah, what the client's doing,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. They've got a menu for the night. You can go a la carte with items. You could go with different, you know, options. But, yes, last time I was in a suite at a Wizards game a couple weeks ago at the station, myself, Kevin Sheehan, and a bunch of Cake Sawville and a bunch of the hosts from the two stations, we had some buffalo wings. We had some buffalo chicken dip, some good finger foods, barbecue sandwiches. It was really good. Does that answer your question? What else do you want to know about the suite?
Well, what do you recommend other than the chocolate chip cookies? Because I'm part of the reason I'm there is for the food.
Yeah, I got you. Of course. So your basic layout, now there's different packages to choose from. I don't know how updated the menu is, but from my experiences back in the day, you walk in, you're going to have access to popcorn. There's going to be popcorn. There's going to be some chips. There's going to be some snacks. That's regardless. That's for everybody, okay? The next phase, it all depends on what's catered, what's not. Do you have your hot dog situation? Do you have your chicken sandwiches? Do you have your little sliders, different kinds? So to me, whatever looks best, you get to the line of scrimmage and you stay flexible.
Yeah.
Don't have something in your mind that you have to have. Look and read the field, read the defense, and take what they give you.
The cookies, I'm looking them up now. They're called Crave-Worthy Chocolate Chip Cookies.
That's right.
Ain't that the truth? There hadn't been a day gone by I haven't thought about that cookie. Since I ate that cookie. I love Rob Kelly, man. They have this little sandwich slider thing. That's like shaved beef.
Yes.
If that's in your suite, I need you to eat a couple of those. And think about me while you're doing it. And then there's another, one of the best items is unbelievable chicken tendies with just that beautiful yellow honey mustard sauce. I think it's honey mustard. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have yourself a good
time. You'll find something.
You're going to leave a couple pounds heavier than when you got there if you do this thing right. A lot of sitting, a lot of eating. That's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Andrew in Damascus. Hello, Andrew.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Sorry about that, Darius. Andrew, how are you?
I'm great, guys. So all the owners get together. They decide we're moving the teams. You get to pick the new city. But the caveat is, like, if you go to L.A., the Lakers don't leave, the Clippers don't leave. You're just sharing a city with someone else. So do you want to sort of build your own little spot, or is there a city you have in mind?
So that's any of our four teams are definitely moving, and, like, we're going with them, kind of?
No, I think he's
all
thinking.
Four of them. We're taking the whole D.C., everybody you want to root for, Charlie and Dave, the whole crew. You just get to pick a city. You can bring Grant or Danny if you want.
Oh, I see.
I love this topic, by the way.
Oh,
let me
man.
Start with
okay.
that. I am moving everybody to Nashville. I love Nashville.
I like Nashville a lot.
Nashville's got a little Vegas, a little New Orleans to it. There are constantly visitors. There are people in and out all the time. Hey, let's go to the game. You could do great business with some looky-loos and some passerbys. You've also got it's the South, Tennessee. You're near Vanderbilt, not far from Tennessee. You got football fans. You got baseball fans. They got a minor league ballpark there. We'll get rid of that team, and we'll have our own big league team.
And it's not too far of a flight anywhere else, right, that you normally would want to get to. You didn't add too much time to go to the Northeast. You're still close to kind of point south.
One issue is going to be hockey, where the Preds currently exist. Nashville's probably not big enough for a couple of teams. But I still got Ovi for right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a draw. $250,000. That's a keeper.
That's as good as money, sir.
That's as good as money, sir. So we're going to have to may the best team win. Someone survive and somebody's not in the NHL probably. But that's a great atmosphere. They love their hockey in Nashville. Maybe the Nashville Caps are home when the Nashville Preds are on the road.
They're sharing the barn.
First
thing I thought of was Charlotte. Now, the Hornets are there, but nobody would really care. So you'd have to sacrifice that, but there's not that much else going on. I would say the other teams, but I guess the Carolina Panthers would be a problem.
There's two.
So that may not be the best answer. Here's what I thought of.
You
that was my first thought.
Yourself
well, I'm saying that was my first thought. Okay. But here's I think, my actual answer. I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
I don't know if it's big enough to support this thing. It probably isn't. We're now like the 31st market out of 30. But I love living there. The food is awesome. And I think we'd be the biggest game in town.
I got a really good one here on X. Let's go, Darius.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
If you could reverse one play in Redskins history, what would it be and what would your outcome be? My first thought is lining up for a game-winning field goal in 1999 in the second round of the playoffs. My favorite team ever in team history. They're down 14-13. Brett Conway comes on. The late Dan Turk snapped to his brother, punter and holder Matt, ends up being too low on the ground. Conway runs around, or Brad Johnson maybe throws it up in the air, and Washington loses in Tampa Bay. The following week was an NFC title game against the Rams. I'm going to say that on that play, they make the field goal. They go to the NFC title game. They've gotten there 8 years more recent than what they were, and we take our chances. That was the Rams-Titans year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Maybe they're playing in the Super Bowl. Maybe they win the damn thing. 1999, that's my squad, Brad Johnson and company.
That's a great one. Well, a bunch of things came to my mind for me. I'd probably have Marcus Allen tackled behind the line of scrimmage in the Super Bowl. Now, who knows? The Raiders probably still go on to win that game instead of him running for a 90-some yard touchdown. Maybe there's a play in that Giants NFC title game that Washington lost 7-0. God, there's a million plays that haven't gone right.
Robert Griffin's torn ACL against Seattle.
That's one.
Or just go back to the Haloti-Ngata play when it all started.
Or on the touchdown where Griffin clearly wasn't right after throwing it, when he rolled to the right, he comes out of the game, doesn't play anymore.
Go back to the play where his leg gets wrapped around Haloti-Ngata against the Ravens. When he got hurt, Cousins came in, brought him back to win, got the two-point conversion. Richard Crawford, like a 50-yard punt return in overtime. I would say on that play, Griffin breaks the tackle, like sidesteps Haloti-Ngata. Somehow it's a house call, and he's just into the end zone clean, and who knows? He might still be playing here right now.
I have Joe Gibbs not call the second time out in that Bills game. Remember they gave him a 15-yard penalty? There's a billion you could change.
Darius, let's do this thing.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Danny's in Rochester, home of the Red Wings, who never play baseball for whatever reason. Hello, Danny.
Grant, I actually have a JW signing at a Wegmans, or a sighting at a Wegmans up here for you that I'll tell you about.
Oh, I get steamed up. Little James Wood doing some shopping.
He is so tall.
Yep,
he
that
is
correct.
Massive.
That is correct.
It's like the first time you see Justin Herbert, like when he lines up against So I have a nerd question for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, what is the most perfect casting? Is it Patrick Stewart as Professor X, or is it Ian McKellen as Gandalf?
Which child do I love more? That's mean, quite frankly. All right. The answer to me is Sir Ian McKellen as Gandalf the Grey, and then subsequently Grant Gandalf the White. Not because Patrick Stewart isn't perfect, because he is. Here's the thing. Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard was also perfect. You can't get that many perfect things. He is Charles Xavier in X-Men. He looks like the guy from the comic books, for God's sakes. But I don't know if another person in the history of this planet could have stood on the bridge of Khazad Dun, smashed his staff into the ground, and explained to the Balrog of Morgoth, sir, that he was not permitted to pass because he wields the sacred fire of Arnor. There's no way. That was perfect. It's
not
Gandalf.
Not on my watch.
Not up in here.
I need your James Wood story really quickly.
So I was at Wegmans getting baby formula, and I see a guy. It's almost like a shadow of presence behind me. I think he had a chocolate milk in his left hand, and I go, wow, that dude's huge. And then I saw the hair and how handsome he was, and I was like, oh, that's JW.
That is.
There it is.
That's not James Woods from Vampires.
Mm-mm.
James Wood, future national.
With chocolate milk, no less.
I love that he picked that James Woods movie, by the way.
That is a fun
Vampires with a lesser Baldwin brother.
Next time
we
talk to James Wood, let's ask him about the time he got chocolate milk.
Be like, hey, man, do you drink chocolate milk a lot?
You ever gotten chocolate milk at Wegmans? You ever done that?
In Rochester?
Should I buy my son a beer? Should I got one here.
All right.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Brandon wants to know, do you support a trade up in the first round with our second round picks? I do. I want a starting left tackle. I think the best way to get a starting left tackle is to move back into the first round. I'd prefer not to go 36 and 40 for like 14 or 15. I'd prefer to go 40 and 60, whatever, and go up to like 29 or something. So get me a tackle late in the first round, extra year of control, and trade your third and fourth pick, not your second and your third pick. But I am in on that.
I'm in. I'm in on doing it, especially if it's for that.
Let's go to Chesapeake Beach. I think we can do that.
We can do that.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I believe Roscoe is at the beach. What's up, Roscoe?
Great, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
We're doing great.
All right. You ever notice how everybody's got chickens in their yards nowadays?
Yes.
A lot of people
everybody's
have chickens.
Got chickens. It's like a thing now.
It is a thing.
My sister-in-law has chickens.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing because of eggs or pets. They eating bugs. Would y'all, you or your wives ever get chickens for your yards?
Ooh, a chicken at my house.
So that's a hard no for me.
I think I would do it. Get my, like, to me, the idea of just walking out with my kids every morning and seeing if there's some eggs, bringing them in, and then scrambling those suckers up, putting them on some bacon and bread, I think that'd be fun. We got two today, guys. Let's take them back in the house.
So first non-shtick answer, we have foxes that are casual in our neighborhood.
Chickens pummel foxes.
That's a terrible recipe right there, that you're asking for a dead chicken that's torn to pieces by several foxes, right? You're like, come on by, foxes. Just murder my chicken whenever.
Unless the foxes meet their maker.
Well, there may be something that gets them in the form of a coyote or,
you know,
or a local
chickens
predator.
Is my dog Fiona. My dog Fiona, she will bark at a chicken.
She'll bark at it.
She loves barking at chickens.
Second, chickens are actually kind of unpleasant. I'll tell you that right now. My grandparents had them on their farm in West
chicken
Virginia.
Chicken guy, Danny, the big chicken guy.
They are not that fun to be around.
Are you a chicken guy? More of a dog guy or a chicken guy?
As a pet, dog. I grew up with dogs. I didn't enjoy those chickens hanging out.
If you had the pet one, a dog or a chicken, which would you choose?
It's a dog.
You would?
Yeah.
Dog guy.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
So I got one for you, boys. This one was actually one from last week, but the guy hung up before we got to him. I want to say it was Kevin and Clinton. It was somebody in Clinton. So whoever you are, I'm going to get this one answered for you.
Dude in Clinton.
Dude in Clinton. Dude. That guy. So what he was asking was, he noticed that on Fridays at the end of the show, we play a little sounder that goes, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. I'll play it for you right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
And he was asking where that comes from. I first wanted to make sure and ask if you guys know where that comes from.
I know exactly where it comes from.
I do as well.
That's an SNL Daniel Craig introducing the band, The Weeknd.
There it is. Yeah. So I came across it one day. There's actually like a Twitter account or X account or whatever that social media platform is called. Account that every Friday they post that same clip. And I was like, you know what? That's genius. Let's play this as our Friday going into the weekend. Last show of the week, end of the show thing. So, yeah, that's where it came from.
It has been a nice addition. Yeah. A little more inside baseball. Fridays and only Fridays. Darius plays, like, my favorite little intro song, which is that, I don't remember the name now, Astro Chicken and Donut Space something. Space Cowboy.
It's Astronaut in the Ocean.
Yes.
From Masked Wolf.
Yeah. I think it's a silly little radio intro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's now an only Fridays at 6 p.m. thing.
So I thought it was other days, too. It's not. It's only on Fridays.
I love that it has its own time, but it also is a bummer because I don't hear it the rest of the
time.
But the Friday at 6 is a special thing. You know it's about to be the weekend. You had a couple. Do you want to bang those out really quick?
Yeah, I'll grab a couple of these. So, Darius, go ahead and sing for me.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Didn't Tony Kornheiser have a radio show? Why wouldn't he have done a Tony's mailbag?
I don't know.
Or someone else named Tony at some point could have done it.
At one point, maybe he did, but a couple of guys put him in podcasting. Here's a question. Rank the four major sports in terms of how hurt you would be if you never got to watch another second of it. So NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Grant Paulson, you can rank your four. So the most hurt to least hurt.
I just can't do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just serious. I can't. NBA's fourth at this point. Mm-hmm. We could start there. That's pretty easy. I'd be sad if I didn't get to watch the NBA, but it's nothing like the other three. I guess I'm going to, NFL's going to be one.
Yep.
And now MLB and NHL.
This is where it gets.
Baseball, then hockey. Oh, that hurt. That hurt.
You can't watch baseball ever again.
No.
And you get to watch hockey.
Basketball.
Yeah. But so, like, in other words, hockey would hurt you less than baseball?
I think so.
Interesting.
But I see what you're doing. You're just trying, you're acting like, why don't you like hockey, Grant?
What happened to you?
Football.
Yeah.
Baseball, hockey.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah.
First, like a good movie. Then like a good Netflix show. Then like a dog competition where they're running around through like the tunnels and the old ladies next to her are like, come on, Sassy. And then whatever the current iteration of the NBA is.
Football one, that'd be the most painful. Baseball two, begrudgingly I say NBA three because I still like it.
Do you say that?
But it's not the same as it was. I don't have anywhere near the interest. Hockey. I'm not a cat.
You're not watching the Caps again?
If your order of takeaways.
But I feel like you watch the Caps more than you watch the Wizards right now.
Right now, yeah. But like if I can never watch the NBA again, I can never go through this rebuild and get any kind of benefit.
No.
I'd rather lose the hockey than lose the NBA.
All right, give me one more, Darius. One more. We're way late, but let's do one.
Here
more.
Comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Daniel Craig will wait. What do you got?
Go around the room. What is every member of the team's bucket list stadium that they want to visit?
Ooh, love that. Here we go. Let's start with Ryan, who's on the drums.
For me, it's got to be Wrigley Field. I mean, I'm a baseball mark. I've been to Fenway. I've been to PNC, but I got to go to Wrigley, man.
I want you to do a weekend. I want you to be in the ballpark on Saturday, and Sunday I want you on the rooftops.
That's the plan at some point, probably within the next year or two.
I would say... like when you get when you start dating someone steadily.
Yeah, like when you guys are really at that level.
When you guys are on a level where you want to travel together, mm-hmm. if you have a serious relationship, like this summer potentially, if that were to work out,
mm-hmm.
get yourself to Wrigley Field.
We will.
A couple of nights in a hotel, do some wackies. Darius.
Ooh, this is kind of tough. I'm going to go with Oracle. Oracle Park in San Francisco. I'm going to go with that.
It's my favorite stadium in sports.
Yeah. You guys liked it.
Hey, right? I've heard so much great. It would be Petco, but I actually visited Petco a couple years ago, so I knocked that off. So, yeah, I'm going to go with San Francisco's Oracle Park.
So I'm tempted to say Lambeau Field because that should be on everybody's bucket list.
I thought we were doing baseball only.
No, this was all sports.
That is crap. Yeah. Well, I'll still go with Oracle.
I'm tempted to say Lambeau. I will tell you this. My big-time college football game at Texas makes me kind of want to do that. I want to go to the Big House. Or I want to go to either like the Horseshoe or the Rose Bowl or Death Valley or one of these places that's like known for perfect, badass college football atmosphere. So I'll say the Big House.
I wrote down Iron Bowl or Big House. I want to go to Michigan, Ohio State or Alabama, Auburn, something like that. Like unbelievable, just great college football. Good round today,
Good round. Good energy.
That's how you mailbag.
Good broadcast.
That's how you mailbag.
Sharp on the floor.
That's how you G&DT mailbag. Right? We're back at this here radio program Monday.
Monday at
2 o'clock
is
how it's going to work. Uh-huh. We'll regale you with tales from our weekend, and we'll be 10 days away from the draft. We'll kick off our 10 questions in 10 days draft series right here on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.